The Defense Department is asking for its biggest budget increase in two decades. The $379 billion spending plan contains military pay increases, more money for base construction, and billions of dollars to replace an aging fleet of planes and helicopters. Both the winners and losers in the proposed budget are evident in San Diego, where the military is a major part of the economy. In the first of two stories, reporter Russell Lewis from member station KPBS reports on how the proposed increases will affect the San Diego community.
Few other cities in the United States rely more on the military than San Diego. In the year 2000 alone, defense payrolls, contracts, and basic expenditures were almost $10 billion. More than 50 Navy warships are homeported here. That's one-sixth of the entire fleet. And 100,000 active-duty Navy sailors and Marines live in the county.
Yes, sir!
Away, you Senate!
Yes, sir!
Away!
At the Marine Corps Recruit Depot, this platoon is learning the basics of how to march in unison. Though they've been in the Corps for just a few weeks, they'll be eligible for a proposed 4% pay increase. That's welcome news to service members, many of whom now make less than $20,000 annually. Navy Petty Officer Chris Fowler says it's a struggle for his family to make ends meet.
Before I joined, I thought I knew how to budget. At this point in my life, I feel like copper wire was invented by my wife and I stretch in a penny to its fullest.
The Pentagon budget also calls for $9 billion in new military construction. $100 million of that is slated for bases in San Diego. It's long overdue. At North Island Naval Air Station, potholes on runways damage fighter jets. Hangars where Vietnam-era helicopters are stored are crumbling. At Camp Pendleton, some base housing is infested with rats and rusty pipes discolor water. Local businesses will get to do some of those fixes. In fact, in San Diego, 20% of the economy is derived directly from military spending. Now, the newest industry in town, biotech companies, are looking for a cut of the defense pie. Joe Panetta is the president of Biocom, a local trade association.
Now we're almost returning to our roots here, where we have the opportunity to take what we've created in high-tech and biotech and merge it with what we created in defense contracting and to become even stronger as a result as an economy here.
Established Defense Department contractors are planning to hire more employees in anticipation of the extra work they'll secure from the Pentagon. But it will be at least 9 months before any defense money trickles down locally because Congress takes that long to hammer out the details. Bill Kincaid is with Orencon International, a defense software developer.
It's no doubt the train has left the station, but it's also no doubt that the caboose hasn't moved yet. And we're the caboose, so we're waiting to move out.
One group that's already moving out are the San Diego-based unmanned aerial vehicles. There's more than $1 billion in the budget for continued development and production of the Global Hawk and Predator. Several of the pilotless aircraft have been used extensively in Afghanistan for aerial reconnaissance, and in a few highly publicized events, the Predator has fired missiles at selected ground targets. Inside the Northrop Grumman building, engineers are gathering near a test Global Hawk aircraft. A $25 million plane has powerful cameras that can survey an area the size of Illinois. Deputy Program Manager George Guerra is proud of the plane's achievements.
Now the Global Hawk can actually stay over an area for over 24 hours at 65,000 feet. The feature, obviously, that it's unmanned is a big, valuable aspect of this asset and that you don't put anybody at risk.
The Defense Department budget is pushing for more high-tech weaponry and new spending on intelligence items. But defense analysts say established weapon systems got the bulk of the funding, and new programs like the Global Hawk were underfunded. Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution says the military might pay in the long run.
To the extent that you put money into all these tactical fighter programs and large ships and submarines, you're going to have a hard time in more lean budgetary times protecting those smaller transformation agendas and initiatives. That's the real risk.
Overall, the San Diego area stands to gain more than $1 billion from the increased defense spending, just a small fraction of the $379 billion spending blueprint from the Pentagon. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.